Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. On Wednesday, we turn the page. We get you ready for the next opponent for your Chicago Bears. The Vikings win is all in the rearview mirror now. And now it's all about Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Black and gold. In 28 all-time meetings, the Bears are 19-8-1 against the Steelers, 12-1 at home. They've only lost once at home to this franchise. Steelers offense is 12th in points in the NFL, just 29th in yardage, 29th in rushing, 22nd in passing yards, 30th in time of possession. They do not run and control the ball. They ask a lot of their quarterback, who's usually Aaron Rodgers. The defense, 16th in scoring, 27th in yardage allowed, 13th in rushing, 32nd in passing yards allowed. You can throw on the Steelers. They did keep Higgins and Chase under wraps for the most part. 93 yards for those two combined last week. Steelers defense, 24th in third downs, 6th in red zone defense. They limit teams to field goals well, plus 8 in turnovers. They do have 33 sacks, the third most in the NFL. Here's Ben Johnson talking about the Steelers defense, which has been doing a good job. And he also prepares for an offense without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they got some werewolves on the outside. That's what that shows up. They have some of the, between 56 and 90, I mean, some of the best first steps I think you'll see in this league. And so when you have both sides that you're concerned about, that's where you got to be pretty creative as a play designer to make sure that they don't affect the game in a negative fashion. So, you know, I think those guys, they hop off the tape immediately, both in the run game and in the passing game. Like I said before, it's a physical unit. They do a great job in the inside, clogging it up and not allowing you to get them off the line of scrimmage. And then those guys on the edge, I think they do a phenomenal job and put a lot of stress on the quarterback. So we got to be very disciplined in the depth of the pocket. From a quarterback perspective, make sure we're not getting too deep because they can run around and tackle in a hurry. It doesn't matter who you are in this league. They're darn good players.
Do you have enough sample size to know how much the offense would change or not change if Rudolph has to play?
I think it's too soon to say that. Yeah, I mean, he got in for the second half of last game for a little bit. But, you know, I think Arthur's been doing this for a long time in Tennessee and Atlanta. And so I think there's a pretty good track record of what he wants to be about. I just keep talking about the physicality. Like, that's what this game's going to be, you know, on both sides of the ball. Really all three phases. That's what they are. That's what we believe we are as well. And so we're going to have to counter that.
That's Arthur Smith. He's talking about the offensive coordinator. Lawrence, it has been Jaylen Warren as the lead runner, but Kenneth Gainwell does a lot out of the backfield as a receiver. DK Metcalf, the big wide receiver, has been kind of hit and miss. Probably a bit disappointing overall if you look at it. But Pat Freiermuth is a capable big play tight end. They've been using Roman Wilson as the number two this past week, the former Wolverine national champion. And we'll see. Will Howard got more reps in practice this week, and we'll see who the quarterback is.
I don't know if you would ever accuse a Mike Tomlin team of looking ahead, but they've got Bills and then Ravens.
Damn.
After the Bears game. They still have two games left to play with the Ravens, and the Ravens are definitely surging at 5-5, have gotten themselves back to 500. They're actually the betting favorite to win the AFC North over the Steelers, who are 6-4.
Man, yeah, so they need this one to stay where they are in the playoff race. Here's Mike Tomlin talking about the Bears. You tell me if it sounds like a guy who might be overlooking the Bears.
Really excited about this one. I love the challenge of seeing a new collective, someone that we don't see quite often, and certainly they fit that description, but they're also a new collective from a schematics perspective. I'll start first on defense. They have Dennis Allen as their coordinator. He's been around. He has a mode of operation, if you will, and you see it in their video. They covet taking the ball away. They lead the league in takeaways. I think they got 22. On the season. D.A. also prides himself in good possession down defense. I think they're second in the league in terms of third down success rate. And I think those two statistics are the catalyst for why they're playing really good defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, certainly Ben Johnson challenges you schematically with his approach to ball is somewhat unique, but it is a mode of operation. They run the ball. They have a commitment. They have a two-back system similar to what they had in Detroit. They have some highly successful perimeter runs like they also did in Detroit. They got some third down runs that they'll push away. They're gadget oriented. The reverse game is a big component of it as well. All things that we saw from him in Detroit. Can't say enough about their commitment to the run game though. They're number two in the league in rushing and you can't underscore that. But that's something that was very evident. That commitment was very evident from his time in Detroit as well. And so we're working with an edge, man. We're excited about going into a hostile venue, playing against a really good team. If you're a competitor, if you're looking to get better, if you're looking to prove yourself continually, those are some variables that are really attractive. But again, we show our excitement by being locked in and having good preparation days, and I'm looking forward to that over the course of this week.
That's Mike Tomlin scouting the Bears. Lawrence, you were nodding your head a lot during that.
He sounds super locked in, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
And so there's like Tomlin. Six more minutes of that. No joke. Like, it's actually pretty
for
cool.
Real?
If you want, well, yeah, it reminded me a lot of Belichick's breakdown. Like, this guy goes up there, and he can just talk about every aspect of the upcoming opponent without flinching and just every facet. And, yeah, it's really good stuff.
Isn't
I love him as a coach.
Isn't it great to be in a place where you feel like what you're hearing from that coach is real?
Yeah.
Instead of him just being polite.
Uh-huh.
And when I hear Mike Tomlin talk about all of the different ways that the Bears can be disruptive offensively and defensively, and hear him double back and be like, hey, they run the ball.
Yeah.
And they have a commitment to running the ball. And that's something that we have to pay attention to. They take the ball away. Dennis Allen is really good at making his team get off the field. Like, all of this stuff that he's saying, it feels more genuine because the Bears are actually good.
Yeah, they're well coached, and you hear the respect in Tomlin's voice as he talks about him. Yeah, they're gadget-oriented, but he connects that to all the reverses and the misdirection because it's designed to confuse. That Steelers defense, man, you know about T.J. Watt, but I told you 33 sacks. They are third in the NFL because this kid, Keanu Benton, is breaking out a little bit as a pass rusher. They lost their starting safety to injury. They have been playing Jalen Ramsey at safety, not cornerback. Darius Slay out last week with a concussion. They had an undrafted free agent in his spot, but Jalen Ramsey playing a lot of safety. They traded for Kyle Duggar, who had a pick six on Flacco. They scored two defensive touchdowns last week. This is a well-coached team matched up with another well-coached team. Lots more storylines to get into with Steelers and Bears later in the show and tomorrow and Friday as well.
Speaks, you mean to tell me that the Steelers have a very versatile defensive back player, and so they're comfortable moving that defensive back player around a little bit to benefit them as they see fit? That's interesting.
Exactly the connection trying to make. Exactly. Like Jalen, you know, not that they're going to do that with Jalen Johnson, but I could see him doing it with Kyler Gordon, moving him around to fit as many good players in as possible.
I think that you're right about that. Or with C.J. Gardner.
Yes.
Because I think that nickel or safety, or nickel safety, you know, if you wanted to make something up, you could that could be a thing.
Let's go.
That C.J. Gardner-Johnson could do for the Bears. So that's the opponent. That's who the Bears have got. There's some stuff going on in the North. Let's take a look at the NFC North. Let's start with Packers-Vikings. This is a noon kick on Sunday. You remember Matt LaFleur? Remember him?
Yeah. They had a pretty good week against the Giants, coming back and getting that done. Jordan Love with some big-time play in the fourth quarter.
Here's what LaFleur had to say about getting things on track against a division rival.
Obviously, the divisional games are absolutely critical, and you talk about this three-game stretch, but really all that matters is this one game and for us right now. I mean, we just got to focus on what's right in front of us, and that's to try to put together the best plan to go out and play a team that I think is an extremely tough football team. They put it on us twice last year, so... Our guys will be motivated. They'll be ready to roll, but we got to put in the work and have a great week of practice in order to, because we know this game it's going to come down to a couple plays. That's how most of the games are in this league, and I've got a lot of respect for those guys over in Minnesota. I think they got a great roster. I think they got a great coaching staff. So it should be a great football game. Hopefully our fans will show up and droves and not sell their tickets to the Vikings fans, because we've seen that happen before too.
That first division game was a million years ago. Obviously just a starting point. I would think you were hoping. Are you a better team now than you were back then, and if so, how?
I'm more concerned with just where we are. Who knows? We just got to continue to get better, and we got to do it one day at a time, and by putting the work in. And I told the guys we're going to have a tough week of practice. So get your mind right for that.
Have you seen yourselves getting better every day? Maybe not every day, but do you see the progress that you've been trying to find as far as that every day goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some good and some not so good.
It's Matt LaFleur. He's not going to engender any more goodwill, Lawrence, with those callers on the postgame show when he's like defying them to hold on to their tickets and not sell them.
Let me give Matt LaFleur some credit for something.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I want to take you back 2 months ago, Speaks.
Okay.
And you and I were sitting here, and we both had that same look on our face when we heard this. You remember when the Packers players were like, hey, man, we might go undefeated?
Yeah. Yeah.
And LaFleur was like, hey, man, what are we doing? Like, that's not the way that we should be approaching this at all. So I give him credit, because that has been one of the things that he has said. Like, he was like, this is ridiculous for us to be even talking about this after two games in an NFL season. And he's been proven right by this. So I like that he's like, we can't be out here thinking about, we just need to win this week. Like, that has to become their entire goal and everything that they're about. But it makes me laugh that That's how weird the NFL has been this season. That in week two, and after the Packers make the move for Micah Parsons, you got folks in the Packers locker room. This is not hyperbole. This is not Packers fans. This is people in the locker room being like, hey, man, we might go undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're 2-0, sir.
Yep, and now there's 6-3-1. They've got Minnesota twice. They've got the Mighty Bears twice. They've got Detroit and then also Denver and Baltimore. That's their schedule left. It doesn't get easier. Minnesota, in that game, will have J.J. McCarthy and Lawrence. Kevin O'Connell maybe got a little bit more honest. Alex Kuhn teased it last segment. Kevin O'Connell talking about life as he tries to develop J.J. McCarthy, and people are criticizing it out there in the public.
Yeah, that was a great question, because I think, you know, in this coming up on his sixth start now,
mm-hmm.
I think we're all just looking for continued, you know, evidence of the growth that he can take some of the things he's working very hard on the practice field to make, you know, as the phrase I've been using with him, we got to start seeing this cement dry on some of the things that we've really worked hard to make football habits for him from a fundamentals and technique standpoint. I think something Vikings fans can look for is, you know, when he gets to the top of his drops, mm-hmm. we're really trying to see if we can get him to be a little bit more in a repeatable body position. And, you know, I would equate it to swinging a golf club, and sometimes you swing it with your left foot on the ground, sometimes you don't, sometimes you know, widen your stance really far. You're never going to hit that golf ball the same way. And playing quarterback is about the variables that you can control. You've got to try to make it the same and repeatable every single time, because the difference between golf and any other sport is these guys are trying to rush 1,000 miles an hour and rip your face off.
Yeah.
And you've got to stand in there and make some throws, sometimes take some hits. But all of the things before those scenarios start to take place throughout the rhythm of a play, where we don't know what defense they're in always, and we don't know exactly where the completion's going to be. So you've got to control what you can control by doing your fundamentals and techniques repeatable the same way, and take out some of those variables that are making JJ's job harder than it has to be when we lose some of that focus throughout games.
Need some of the cement to dry on the stuff we've been working on, and the repeatable mechanics at the top of the drop. Woof. Woof.
I think Alex did not oversell this. That is legitimate criticism from a head coach that is like, yeah, even though it's only his sixth game, his sixth start, some of this stuff should already be cleaner. And I want it to be cleaner going forward with my quarterback. So get that thing cleaner now, and maybe we can start winning games. The Lions are taking on the Giants. That game is at noon on Sunday. So Amon-Ra St. Brown only had 2 receptions for 42 yards against the Eagles. Jared Goff was not very good last week. Dan Campbell reflected on Goff and Amon-Ra not being on the same page.
I mean, that thing there, that's such a rare, I mean, that's a rarity that those two don't connect, you know? And so I'm not even worried about that. Like, that thing, we're going to be fine there. It was just the perfect storm. Things just didn't quite go the way we wanted them to. We're a little bit off in some areas, but I'm not worried about their connection. They're going to be just fine, and both of those guys will be ready to roll, just like the rest of us are this week, to get ready for the Giants.
Yeah, why they were off at all? Like, have you?
It was just, man, one thing here or there, you know, and it could be as simple as maybe a little bit deep in the pocket, maybe a little bit too deep on the route, or maybe short, or maybe we just didn't, you know. And but it's just literally, it's one thing, and it's one minor thing that can pop up, and normally it doesn't necessarily hurt you, but it just, you know, some of these things hurt us yesterday. And I go back to this: we have to be able to run the football better than we did as a whole. You know, we can do better, we can be better, and it takes everybody on the unit, and I got to help us too as the play caller.
Man, it's you know, Jared Goff, like you say, he looked awful, and you wonder if the Giants can copy anything that the Eagles did, if it's possible. It's different personnel, obviously, but...
And it'll probably be different conditions. Like, the conditions Sunday night were horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, this will be inside, right? They're inside for this one. Yeah, the Lions are home. So, but man, that thing, if it stays messy there, Dan Campbell having taken over as the play caller, it's not looking great this week. I have tons of respect for him and the way they do things, but as Ben Johnson has the Bears offense cooking, Dan Campbell does not have the Lions offense cooking. Very interesting.
We have now turned the page. We have also taken a look at the North. Now we're going to take a timeout. Why? Because when we come back, one of your favorites, Barry Rosner, is going to join us. And if you're like, hey, man, the Blackhawks are playing really well. Did you guys see Bedard's second hat trick last night? Yeah. Yeah, we saw it. And Barry saw it, more importantly. And he's going to explain to us if any of it means anything. Plus, we got some other stuff that we want to run by him, like good, better, best. We don't even know if he knows that that's a thing. I don't even know if he knows that the Bears are one of the more important teams here in Chicago. We will run a lot of stuff by Barry Rosner next here on The Score. There I go.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Shut up.
Barry Rosner, the fine baseball beat writer for the Daily Herald.
I don't care about that either. I don't care about any of this. I don't really care about anything anymore, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. He's short, very, lies a lot. Half his stuff is made up. Never gives me a good golf pick. Other than that, he's a pretty good guy.
Lawrence, I'm glad you got away from Bernstein. Honest to God, what a gift for you. What a gift for you to have escaped that nightmare and to now be with Matt. And I hope both of your lives are so much better now than they were before.
And author of wrote the book for Ryan Sandberg, too, by the way. Very readable book.
I want to say thank you to friends like Barry Rosner, great writer and good friend. It's fun talking baseball with you, Barry.
Barry Rosner.
Seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So long, everybody.
Afternoons on the Score.
We don't like having to call Barry Rosner. But we like calling Barry Rosner.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the thing about
this. All evidence to the contrary,
this.
Right?
Well, you know, you could say no a time or three. Actually, you do.
He has.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a really good
point.
Yeah,
you know, I really like not being a public figure anymore. I love being a private person. I really just want to be left alone more than anything. But I've really come to accept that you guys won't accept that. So here I am. What can I possibly do to make your lives better?
Well, here's the thing. The Blackhawks are good. Like, they're really, like, legit good and interesting. They seem to be well coached by a guy who's done it before. We've known about Connor Bedard, and he has a huge night last night with the A on his sweater, and you need to speak to that. But they also have, like, a hot young goaltender who seems to have kind of transformed some things. And I have it on pretty good authority that the one sport you do pay attention to, the one sport that you actually care about as a viewer for the most part, is hockey. So you played it for a long time. You've written beautifully about the Blackhawks. For God's sakes, we wanted to call you and see what you think of this batch. And what they're doing.
Well, you use the word interesting, and I think that's the best way to describe it. It's really interesting to watch this young team. I don't know if what they're doing right now is sustainable this particular season. But it's fun. It's really interesting. And it's, you know, it's really cool for Bedard not only to have the A, which I you know, look, he's trying to make the Canadian Olympic team, and right now they're going to have a hard time keeping him and Celebrini off it, but that's what I think the focus of a lot of players is right now. It's also a condensed season, so there's a lot of games. Points are up for grabs. I was watching third period of Toronto last night. Toronto-St. Louis, they were both playing like it was a game in March, a three-point game in March. It's crazy what's happening right now. But in particular for Bedard, I think it's really for me, it goes back to Mark Messier last year when he absolutely trashed Connor Bedard. I thought a lot of it was unfair. I thought some of it was fair. But I thought Mark Messier, wow, Mr. Big Balls. You know, what, have you ever criticized Patrick Kane in your life? Patrick Kane has played 19 years without meeting his own goaltender. I mean, he meets him at the banquet at the end of the year, introduces himself. He's a 70-foot player who people call the greatest American of all time, which is tragically stupid. Chris Chelios is by 5,000 miles the best American player of all time. But, you know, Kane has gotten away with it forever. Nobody criticizes him. Here's Connor Bedard on a terrible hockey team trying to make something happen. Yeah, he's on the wrong side of the puck a lot last year. But if he didn't score or wasn't involved, they weren't going to score. So he's torn between trying to do the right thing and trying to create some offense. Messier absolutely destroyed him. I thought some of it was legit. Some of it was very unfair. So he goes home in the offseason, does not go play at the Worlds. Celebrini did. Bedard did not. He went right to work. He got thicker. He got stronger. He got faster. His feet are better. And that's very hard to do. You know, but he's 20 years old. I mean, can we remember that? He's 20 years old. He's going to reach his physical peak in 10 years. He's 20. I think what he's doing amazing. He's still doing a lot of it on his own and a lot of it on the fly. They don't really have a lot of zone time as a team. They're not very big. They've got to get bigger. They've got some great players coming. They've got six or seven guys coming. I mean, in a year or two, this is going to be really fun. I don't know if it's sustainable this season, but it sure is fun. They're much better defensively. I think that's probably a credit to Jeff Blashill. They're bigger defensively. They're not mean enough defensively. I'd like to see them punish some people when they have the opportunity. But, you know, the neutral zone is still a little bit of a problem, and that's why there's a lot of dump and chase. But the dump without the chase is just a big dump. And, you know, they don't really retrieve a lot, but they've got some, you know, they've got some good annoying players who are in there trying to do those kinds of things. They team's got to get bigger. But I'll tell you what, it is interesting. It is fun. I find myself sort of looking at games sometimes the way Dennis Hopper did in Hoosiers, when you would just see him smile, when he would see the kind of things that Gene Hackman was trying. And that when I see the young guys make mistakes, I think, wow, that's going to be interesting at the video session tomorrow, because they do make a lot of mistakes. But, you know, look at Leshinov, who I thought was going to be sent back to the AHL after three games. That's how bad he was. And the last four or five, he's been terrific. I mean, he's still, look, his footwork is awful, and he's got a lot to learn, but he's 20. And I don't even know if he speaks English. Oliver Moore all of a sudden realizes he's the fastest player on the ice. And he's like, okay, I'm going to be the fastest player on the ice. And it's very entertaining to watch. I love what's happening, and I'm very encouraged about what we will see in the next year or two or three.
If they're going to maximize Bedard, and I think we're seeing a ramp up in productivity with him, what type of players need to be added, or are the players on the roster now and they just need more ice time?
I don't know that he's got two wingers on the roster now who really can see what he's thinking and be where he needs them to be, or to get him the puck when he needs the puck. That's a big problem. He never has the puck. I mean, it is amazing that he produces the way he produces when he never has the puck. It's just, it speaks to the extraordinary skill that he has, that he's able to get shots away in traffic the way that he does. That toe drag wrist shot, my God, I've never seen anything like it. Maybe there has been one, but I can't remember one. Lawrence, I think they need, I mean, look, Burakovsky seems to be getting it. It kind of feels like he gets it, but I'm not sure that he can react quickly enough, but he could be a guy. But they've got to get someone big. Maybe it's one of the guys that are still overseas. They got to get someone big to play on that line. I mean, Frank Nazar could play with them, but then you got two jockeys on the same line, and teams take liberties with them, you know, all the time. So they've got to get some size on that line for him. Someone who's going to go retrieve pucks, someone who's going to be in the corner. I hate to see Connor Bedard doing that. He does it. God bless him for it, but he's going to get killed in there. So, skill and size, Lawrence, hard to find. You know, there's not a lot of Al Secords or Todd Bertuzzi's or Cam Neely's or people like that. I'm name the power forwards in the game today. I don't know how many there are. There aren't very many.
Barry Rosner.
Well, at least the Blackhawks do have a Bertuzzi, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, just have one. How many Bertuzzi's do you need, Barry? Your thoughts. How many? Big pile of them?
If you're going to have one, three would be good. I'd like three. Two who play like the current Bertuzzi and one who's actually Todd Bertuzzi, who could beat the living hell out of anyone and also score a lot of goals and had great hands. But, yeah, I think, Lawrence, that's the thing. They've got to get some size on that line for him. But you know what? They're doing a good job with this. I mean, they are collecting players, and they've got some coming that you are going to love.
I think they have a goalie, Barry. This is what I keep thinking about, is like Spencer Knight, who was the last first round pick by Dale Tallon as GM of the Florida Panthers, by the way. Spencer Knight is having kind of a breakout here, as he's ninth in all of the NHL with his goals against average. He's been really, really good. I want to know if you feel like they've got a goalie and what that does to a team. If they think they've got a goalie, what that can do to a collective confidence?
Well, it changes everything, Matt. I mean, if you know you don't have to be perfect back there, it sure takes a lot of pressure off you. He's been phenomenal. I absolutely think they have a guy now, and that's key. What's his save percentage? Like 925 or something like that? Incredible. They're
924, you know, second to Logan Thompson of Washington in the NHL.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sustainable either, but wow, he's been good. I think they're fifth in goals against, but like 29th in shots allowed or something like that, which explains the the save percentage. There's a lot of things here where if you're watching the games, you kind of think, I don't know if they can keep doing this quite this way, but maybe they can. Who knows? Maybe they'll threaten a playoff spot this year, but Knight's been great. Don't forget, he was the MVP of a U.S. team that won the world championship, that won the gold medal against Canada in the World Juniors. That is a very, very big deal. You'll never come under more pressure than that. Anything you do after that, it will feel pretty normal, even if it's a Stanley Cup final. That's how big that is, the World Junior Tournament. So I think they've got their guy. Whether he can continue to play at this level all season, I would imagine he'll have a time or two where it's not going to look as pretty as it has, because it's just really hard to do. But he's been very good.
Hey, Barry, we know you don't like baseball anymore. You're done with it. That's fine. You don't want to host Hit and Run. Lawrence has hosted Hit and Run more recently than you've hosted Hit and Run, as a matter of fact.
Hey, but you know what? I actually hosted Hit and Run with Barry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one of the many, many times that you chose not to show up for work, Matt, Lawrence came in and we had a nice time.
Of course you did.
A very nice
well,
time.
Well, I
That's
wish...
when both teams... That's when both teams were really bad, too. Those days of hit and run were not very pleasant.
It was a grim moment.
Although I strain to think of any time I ever had at that station that was pleasant. But
hey, we're not talking about management. We're not doing that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. There
Are
is
you
a
sure
baseball
that I
thing
can't,
that we want to.
Because really, I. You
no,
know,
you're good.
I can't be.
You're breaking
I can't
up, Barry.
Be canceled.
You're breaking
I can't
up.
Be canceled.
Yeah, we can, though. You're breaking up.
Well, there's a baseball thing that we want to ask you. And look, this isn't. We won't get into specifics. Like, we won't talk about, I don't know, the Cubs situation. But let's just say, hypothetically, if you had a pitcher that was a decent enough pitcher, but you felt like you could do better. So you decided that you weren't going to pick up their option, and then they decided that they weren't going to pick up their option, and then you decided, well, I'd like to get something for this pitcher, so I'm gonna give them the qualifying offer. And then the pitcher's like, man, that qualifying offer seems like a really good deal. I'm gonna take that qualifying offer now.
Uh-oh.
And this is just hypothetical. Like, we're not talking about anyone specifically, and definitely not someone named Shota Imanaga. But if this were to happen to a team, wouldn't it seem like perhaps they misread the market on what the player was looking for, and maybe now we'll have less money to do the things that they actually wanted to do this offseason?
That's
your
a really,
thoughts.
Really good hypothetical there, Lawrence. That's excellently put.
Thank you.
This is hypothetical involving no Chicago team, I assume?
Yeah, no.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there as in, the Speaks and I were discussing it, and it's not specific to any team, the Cubs, but it's something that we did want to get your opinion on.
What is a qualifying offer now?
$22 million, Barry.
Oh, Lord. And what is the threshold for the salary tax or whatever they call it?
Oh, yeah. They're still like, I don't know, they're $51 million away from the first apron or the first, the first
hypothetically.
Threshold. Yeah,
hypothetically.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know if they have any more money to spend on another big righty power arm. Hypothetically.
Wow. Well, that sounds like somebody really screwed up is what it sounds like to me. I do not know, honestly, the name of the person you just mentioned, which is hypothetical anyway. And of course, we're not talking about any specific team. But that sounds like somebody really, really messed up. So, was this a player that they could have traded at some point, or did they need him in order to get to the playoffs this year?
That's a great question. It's a good question. They did have him. He did help him get to the playoffs, but it's sort of telling that in, the most important playoff game of the year, he was healthy and rested and warming up in the bullpen, and they chose not to use him in any of the 9 available innings as their season ended. That seems sort of telling.
So what would be the possible explanation for qualifying then? Thinking that he absolutely was not going to take it?
That's the way that it feels, that they were thinking, oh, he'll go get a 2-year or 3-year deal somewhere else.
And so now they're
like,
stuck.
No, I like this money that you guys offer me for this 1 year.
Yeah. So now they're shackled to him. Yeah.
So now they're stuck. Wow. I've seen people get fired for stuff like that. That's a big mistake.
If that's how it went down.
Yeah. Hypothetically. Right. Yeah. Hypothetically. So what other options did they have then? I mean, when it was still, like I said, the first thing that comes to my mind is why didn't they trade him?
Yeah, they didn't, and now I mean they still could on the qualifying offer, but you know it's doubtful that they will.
Like in this scenario that we're painting, not a real one, but in this scenario, it does seem like maybe there was a miscalculation here. But that's neither here nor there. There's one more thing that we want to share with you, and it has to do with what.
I guess we're done with hockey, so that's okay.
Hey, man, you got a lot of hockey in. You helped us. We helped you. We put you on the air, which you pretend you don't want. You know what I mean?
You helped me.
Oh no!
Help me.
Actually,
quick speaks. Please take that back.
Yeah, no, let me take that back. We didn't mean to help you. That's our bad. Here's one more. So Ben Johnson has been saying this thing, Barry. We need you because you know
he's the coach of the Bears, Barry.
Yeah, he's the coach of the Bears. You know,
that's a good point, Tanny.
You know nothing about everything. That's our favorite thing about you. You don't know anything about everything. Ben Johnson's been using this when he celebrates with his team. He's been saying this to his team.
Good morning, Ben.
It's very exciting. It's very rousing. People love it. It's kind of cool. We discovered that
that's Billy Williams from his Hall of Fame speech.
Bam! Bam!
Is that like a big thing going around right now, or that's just a Bears thing, or what?
That's the Bears thing, but you know it from the original Chicago media source. This is why we called. You know it. So here's Billy from his Hall of Fame speech. Hell yeah.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better is best.
Is that beautiful? Your thoughts.
I love Billy Williams. You guys probably never saw him play. Man, you'll never see a more beautiful swing in your life. And what a nice man. I hope he's doing well. Ben Johnson doesn't dance in the locker room like Matt Nagy, right? Because when Matt Nagy was dancing in the locker room, the Chicago media anointed him Vince Lombardi because he danced in the locker room with his players. I thought that wasn't that big a deal. I thought being Vince Lombardi was a big deal, but dancing in the locker room was a big deal. Of course, many also thought that Trubisky and Fields were going to the Hall of Fame. So sometimes you got to be careful. What's the matter, Matt?
I might have been
positive.
You have
positive. To be careful where you, I might where, have you been positive where you about get your some of those information people. From, I guess. But I've seen some of the Bears. I really like Caleb Williams. I don't know that he's much different, really, than he was last year when I watch him play. But what I feel like is happening – and again, this is, I truly don't pay that close attention, but I kind of feel like Caleb Williams is trying to do some of the things that Ben Johnson wants him to do. And I think that Ben Johnson is kind of accepting of the fact that there are certain things that Caleb Williams is going to do, and he's going to have to let him do those things if he wants the player to be a great player. They're also... I'm also not sure what they're doing is sustainable, but again, I do not consider myself well-versed in what's happening.
Barry, we love you, and we are so happy that you made time for us. And sure, we did a bait and switch and said we're going to ask you a little bit of hockey and throw in some other things, but that's the only way we can get you on the air these days, so you got to forgive us for that. We were just trying to give the people what they want, and what people want is more Rosner. So we gave it to them.
I don't believe that for one second, but whatever. It's always, how can I put it? Always annoying to hear from you guys. But, you know, if this kills a segment for you and it makes your day a little bit better, then you know, I guess that's good for you. I don't know who else it's good for. I doubt it. I know it's not good for me. I doubt it's good for anybody listening, but it's good for you guys. And so great. I guess you'll just keep doing it whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, I guess so. Peoria Matt said the segment was very listenable. So that's good. Thank you, Barry. Oh, you're the best.
You're a treasure, Barry. We love you, man.
See you, man.
All right. See you, boys.
All right. There's Barry Rosner.
That is Barry Rosner. He is just, God, I love that guy. I just love that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. It's really beautiful. All right. We need to take a break because we're way late, but it was totally worth it because it was Rosner. Back after this on The Score.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
We're giving away 2 tickets to our live broadcast, 2-6, on December 4th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Then Matt's going to stick around. He's going to be hosting with us. He's going to be signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Be caller 6 or 7 to 312-540-0670 the next time that you hear this.
Drivers, start your engines!
That's Matt.
Yeah. And we will hook you up with an opportunity to come and hang out with the workhorse himself, Matt Forte. Go buy his book. Get it signed from him. It's going to be an awesome event.
Outstanding. We are all over the sound from Ben Johnson today, from Mike Tomlin today, and from Caleb Williams today. And Tanny and Alex Kuhn have decided where to slot it. And we're going to hear from Caleb next on something we talked about on the 5 o'clock hour, Lawrence, yesterday, which is the deep ball accuracy issues and 50-50 balls. Good conversation coming about your 7-3 first place Chicago Bears next on Spiegel & Holmes here on The Score.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.